Yo, yo, check. Turn me up.
Bubbles are everywhere nowadays in the increasing technological landscape. Now they use bubbles to take the place of the real product in manufacturing. And when I say they, I mean all of them, from the presidents to the CEOs and the multinational conglomerates. The bubbles are everywhere. In the walls, in your corn chips, in the bathtubs, everywhere. We have to prepare ourselves for the day when all of everything is bubbles. Take, for example, building materials. Rather than using full-fledged 100% American steel, they, and you know who I'm talking about when I say they, are slowly replacing half of the materials with bubbles. It's like this. They produce 100 million tons of steel. If half of the steel is bubbles, then they can produce 100 million tons of steel in addition to that first 100 million tons. That makes 200 million tons of steel. At today's prices, that means they are furniture, with books, with pots and pans and kitchen utensils. That's right. Death. Another example, shaving cream. In the early part of this century, there were no bubbles in shaving cream. None. Now look at it. The product is inundated with bubbles. Finally, look at the oceans. They are now full of bubbles. They have convinced even the fish to make these bubbles for their own purposes. And guess what happens when a person gets bubbles in their blood? That's right. Trouble. Bubble trouble.